to whet your spiritual appetite and encourage you to read a chapter in your Bible every day. This is Chapter by Chapter with Pastor Sandy Adams of Calvary Chapel, Stone Mountain.
It's hard to read John chapter 19 without tears coming to your eyes. Mocked and mutilated, Jesus is presented to the Jews. They thirst for his blood, scream for his execution. How ironic that the blood they wanted spilled was the blood meant to save. Pilate thought that he was the one who would decide the fate of Jesus. How naive. Pilate was a pawn in a much bigger plan. A child of God is never a victim of circumstances. We have a God who controls circumstances. The skullduggery was carried out at the place of the skull, or as the Jews called it, Golgotha. The placard above his head said, King of the Jews. Most kings rule over their subjects. This king suffered for his. In the midst of Jesus' agony, he remembers his mother and entrusts her to his buddy John. He moistens his dehydrated lips, and with his final breath he utters, It is finished. All that needed to be done had been done for you to be right with God. Don't you see? When you point to your good works as if something you could do would add to your righteousness, you're cheapening the work of Christ. It's finished. All that's left is to believe. Doctors tell us blood breaks down into blood and water only when the heart ruptures. Literally, Jesus died of a broken heart. Why break his heart any longer? Surrender to Jesus today.
This is Chapter by Chapter, and each day at this time, Pastor Sandy Adams will summarize for you a chapter in God's Word. For a complete tape study of today's chapter, you can call us at 8777-BY-CHAP. That's 8777-BYCHAP. If you would like to listen again to today's chapter, visit our website at CalvaryChapelStoneMountain.com. Thanks for listening.